ZANU-PF, as the party that is ruling, has always been committed to solving issues that are affecting the citizens of Zimbabwe. But like I have said before in other forums, for us to function, we need everybody to embrace the resolute stand of turning around the economy through FDIs, through synchronized works and systems. But then we've got people that will go out there and paint a horrible, totally bad picture of Zimbabwe. And then I don't know how you then expect those investors that have been courted to come when they are being told that Zimbabwe is not safe, you can come and invest here. And even the social media now being abused, a lot of lies are peddled through this forum. And at the end of the day, a very bleak and dark picture is then portrayed about our own country by our own citizens, actually, by our own brothers and sisters. And then you ask yourself, then how are we going to achieve the goals that are supposed to be achieved?
Let's bring in Honorable Tabita Kumalo. You know, there are so many issues that Mr. Chuma is touching here. But at the end of the day, is the government actually reacting positively towards people's demands?
Thank you very much. Chuma, I so much respect for you, but not too sure whether we are talking of the same country. You are in ZANU-PF. Come 2013 election, your manifesto, you promised us 2.2 million jobs. As we speak now, we have got 2.2 million vendors. So now, if you are talking of importation licenses for people whose livelihoods were destroyed by ZANU-PF, by the closure of plus or minus 6,000 companies, especially in Bulawayo, over and above that, the relocation of companies from Bulawayo, de-investing Bulawayo and going to Harare. And as we speak now, Harare is also shutting down. That is one promise that you have not fulfilled. Talking of foreign direct investment, the issue of human rights violations is one of the areas that you are really upping your game. You are busy fighting with students that are coming to tell you that they want their jobs, they have qualified from universities, they are now vendors. And all what you do to them is you release tear gas and the baton stick on these kids. We have vendors coming to you telling you that if you want us to stop vending, create jobs, then we will leave vending and go and work. What do? You release tear gas and baton sticks. Of late, we are releasing tear gas in people's homes, in people's offices. I'm a victim of tear gas that was thrown into our party headquarters offices. And your problem is you have stopped listening to the people. And I know that listening is an art that you people do not have. The time has come for ZANU-PF and the ZANU-PF government, Honorable Chuma, to listen to people. And people have solutions to their problems.
Honorable Chuma, Honorable Tabita Kumalo is saying, instead of giving people tear gas, why don't you give them bread?
Right. ZANU-PF listens to people. We're a mass movement. And besides, the majority of those vendors are actually our supporters. So there is no way we can make it difficult for them. We always want to support them. And I can tell you, for example, here in Bulawayo, you find that the people that pounce on vendors are the municipal police, which is MDC controlled. They are supposed to let people vend, but they are harassing them. It's been done back in Moyo and Gift Banda. That's the mayor and the deputy mayor. They're the ones who sit in council with their councillors, who are all MDC, who should be passing resolutions to say, let's not have our police, our city council police going to harass vendors. What we need right now is sincerity more than talk show. We need to believe in what we are saying to start bringing Zimbabwe back to its feet.
Honorable Kumalo, I think you can come in there.
The issue of the vendors being ZANU-PF, whether ZANU-PF, whether MTC, whether Ndonga, whether whatever, whether you want it or you don't want it, as ZANU-PF, you cannot rig the economy. And there's no economy to rig if your citizens are living in abject poverty and they are not working, because a government does not own a company from nowhere. A government gets its resources, revenues, from the taxes that are being paid by the people. So if people are not working, no pay as you earn is going to the government. And if people are now smuggling, no VAT that is going to go to government. Meaning to say, there is something that you are doing that is wrong that people are against. Like I said, the problems lie within communities, and communities know the solutions. All what they want is leaders who ask the right questions and listen, and then go and represent them in the corridors of power in order to transform their lives. Talking of blower vendors, recently there was public hearings on the local government bill, where the same vendors stood up and raised their concerns in terms of the arrest, because the law instructs the city council to do the same. City council does not work on resolutions outside the purview of the Local Government Act. There's no way. So what is happening is you called people to these hearings. They gave you their inputs. You took the bill to Parliament. You did not even add anything that was raised by the people. People did not want that bill. It's violating their rights as vendors. What did you do?
Let me bring in, yes.
You passed that bill and it sailed through. Just because you've got numbers. It's not about numbers. It's about what people want.